subject, my ex really loves his wife. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 33-year-old single mother of one, and I'm still in love with my ex. We've been broken up for about 3.5 years, but I still want my family. He is now married to a very pretty woman with hazel eyes, and I can't stand her.
Just keep it down.
Hazel. That's a different color. Hazel.
No, it ain't.
She hasn't done anything to me personally, but I just hate the fact that he has moved on. I have tried everything to break up their marriage. I found out where
We got to stop this now. We got to stop this fellow. Get another letter.
Steve, just read
it.
I knew you were going to have some issues with this letter, but okay. I found out where she worked and played on her work phone and almost got her fired. She would never get angry. She simply ignored my threats until one night I threatened to hurt her child. And do you know this crazy woman showed up in my apartment with an iron pipe and tried to kill me?
Oh, Jesus, cut this letter out!
Okay. And my ex actually took up for her and cursed me out about the situation. But I'm the mother of his child. So how could she treat me like that? I have to admit, I got pregnant on purpose when he and I were together because I thought it would make our relationship better. But listen, Steve, because I thought it would make it. Because I know, right?
Man, I gotta listen for.
I know. Please let me get through it. I got pregnant on purpose because when he and I were together, because I thought it would make our relationship better. But it only made it worse. I spend all day worried about the life he's living with his wife when that should be me. I tried to get him to sleep with me, and he once again brought up the fact that he loves his wife, and he's not about to let me mess that up. He went on to tell me that unless it's about our daughter, don't call his phone late at night, disrespecting him and disrespecting his wife. His wife doesn't have a child with him. I do. So he should treat me better. Should I move on or keep fighting to win him back?
She crazy.
Sign a lost soul. All right. Yes, you should move on. You are a nightmare, lady. You are just one crazy baby mama. I mean, you're the reason that people don't like to get involved with people with kids because of the crazy baby mamas. You're that person that everybody talks about. You got pregnant on purpose with no regard for the innocent child you would be bringing into the world. Not only that, you have taken no responsibility for any of your actions. You got pregnant on purpose. I mean, really, lady? How dare you even get mad at his wife for coming to your house and trying to kill you when you threatened her child? Mothers protect their babies. What are you talking about? I mean, please understand that it is beyond time for you to move on. Your ex-husband does not want you. He is married now to the woman with the hazel eyes, as you call her. You tried to get her fired. You're crazy. You're just crazy. You're setting one horrible example after another for your daughter. You're doing that. I just say get it together. Let your hatred go. Stop looking at how you want it to be. You still want your family. You don't have a family. Look at it how it really is. You're out, and he put a ring on her. They're married, all right? Bottom line. Steve?
Dear Stephen Shirley.
You scared.
33-year-old single mother.
Huh?
Still in love with my ex. I'm talking to you. We've been broken up for about 3.5 years.
Say what now?
It's a lot more years wrong. But I still want my family. He is now married to a very pretty woman with hazel eyes. I can't stand her. She hasn't done anything to me personally. But I just hate the fact that he has moved on. I have tried everything to break up their marriage. I found out where she worked and played on the phone and almost got her fired. She would never get angry. She simply ignored my threats. Until one night, I threatened to hurt her child. And do you know, this crazy woman showed up in my apartment with an iron pipe and tried to kill me?
What?
What the hell is the question mark for? You threaten a woman's child. Mm. She show up at your apartment with an iron pipe and tried to kill you, as she should.
Yeah.
Hello.
See, the babies is off limits. Right. Like you think being a mother, you would know that. Mm. But
absolutely.
The baby off limits. Once you try to hurt the baby, all bets is off. Nothing in all of nature is more protective or dangerous than a mother and their cubs or their little loved one.
Right.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. All right. But and my ex actually took up for her and cussed me out about the situation. But I'm the mother of his child. So how can he treat me like that? The reason he can treat you like that is that's why he left you.
Hello.
See, it's your logic. Your logic is off.
Yeah.
And your logic is off. Your logic off here is off somewhere else. I have to admit, I got pregnant on purpose to when we were together because I thought it would make our relationship better, but only made it worse. Here's the other part. I spend all day worrying about the life he is living with his wife. Lord Jesus. Key, here's the key to that. He's living.
Yes.
See, you said it all. See, listen to what you say. I spend all day worried about the life he's living with his wife. See, the key is he's living. See, he was dying with you. But you have to hear what you're saying. He's living with his new wife. He was dying with you.
Yep.
He was dying. And everybody around him saw it. Now, when that should be me. Oh, now you think that should be you? Because he living with the new wife? Huh?
You sound drunk, Steve.
I said, I drank 16 ounces and put smoke in the glass.
You want him?
I tried to get him to sleep with me. And once again, he brought up the fact that he loves his wife and he's not about to let me mess that up. When a man finds the right one, he protects it. And he watches over it like it's a prized possession.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, his wife doesn't have a child with him. I do. So should he treat me better? Should I move on or keep fighting to win him back? Listen to me. You're not fighting. You've already lost.
Yes.
The battle and the war.
Mm.
See, stop, lady. Stop thinking you're fighting to get something back. When a man gone, you ain't getting him back. We gone. Ain't a woman living done fought and got her man back. No, not if we gone. If we just over there and you catch us, we might come back. But once we gone, you can't get us back. Okay? Mm-hmm. He don't want you.
No.
Please move on with your life for that woman. Come back over that house with that pipe.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.